nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar,
for lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. Man, am I
easy for you to say?
Yeah, I wish. I'm Troy Harmon, your host today. I'm here with KC Smith and Jennifer Thomas, both of whom have the CFP designation, certified financial planners, here to answer your financial questions. We'll get to some of that later, but how do you like the market this week?
I think this is a market that our own Bill Lako would be very proud of.
He would be absolutely the proudest ever. He is always saying that the market is going to be flat. Today we can report that since last time we recorded this show, the market is absolutely flat.
I texted him and told him that he was right.
Yeah.
He responded, nice.
Yeah, there you go, nice. Not everything was flat. Materials actually gained 2.2% on the week. Financials are up almost 2%. On the other end of the spectrum, healthcare down 2.3%. Telecom services down 3%. Very strange kind of a week. If you look what we've got going on year to date, though, the S&P 500 is up almost 14.5%. Information technology still knocking the cover off the ball, up 31.1% year to date. Materials up 19.5% thereabouts. Healthcare up almost 19%. We do have a couple of sectors that are lagging. Energy is down 10%, and telecommunication services are down 15.23%. Now, Casey, you and I were talking about earnings.
Yeah.
The earnings growth for energy, which is, again, down 10% year-to-date. What was that number?
617.79%. That's the earnings growth for the energy sector.
And what's even more amazing is the surprise is almost 14%. So earnings are 14% better than analysts expected. And
yet we're down 10% for the year.
Down 10% for the year. Yeah. There you go.
Go figure.
Yeah, it's, the Saudis put us in a tailspin back in 2014 when they started messing with supply, which also changed prices, drove the price through the floor. And the energy sector just really has not figured out what's going on since. We've had a huge rally from its absolute bottom back in February of 2016, but you can tell by these numbers they just don't seem reasonable.
Well, and looking here at the numbers again, the sales growth is 23%, earnings growth 618%.
23%.
So I mean, yeah. Are they just slashing costs? I mean, is that part of it? I obviously the prices of oil is going to impact some of that.
Yeah.
But strange to see the sales growth at, 23%, which is still very healthy.
Right.
That's leading all other sectors for the third quarter.
Yeah. We've talked about previous quarter earnings growth, and first quarter was 15.5. Second quarter, we got 9.6. Here we are a little better than almost halfway. We're getting toward halfway at this point through the S&P 500 earnings season, 7.6%. It's not too shabby.
Yeah.
Surely isn't 15.5%, but not too bad.
Well, and where are we looking in terms of the overall market, that call it the S&P, in terms of how overvalued do we think it is,
yeah,
at this point? I know we talked last time I was on the show a couple of weeks ago,
yeah,
I guess. I think you were saying, about 30% overvalued?
Yeah, a little better than 31%. When you look at the trailing 12-month price-to-earnings ratio, which means what earnings have been over the last 12 months. So
right,
last year's earnings relative to today's price, the market looks about 31% expensive.
That doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to head toward a decline anytime soon, though, right?
No.
I mean, it can be overvalued for quite a while and still
absolutely
keep
true
on going.
So the PE is around 21 right now. You know, if you think about, are we in the range of the tech bubble, which valuations just got ridiculous out of hand. They were over 30. The PE, trailing 12-month PE, was over 30 at that point. We're nowhere in that range.
That was for the S&P or for just the tech?
For the S&P, yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, it got that bad. Tech was worse.
Yeah.
But the overall market, I mean, you know, it was just being dragged higher. And no matter what you had, what type of operation you had, if it had .com on the back of it, obviously it was golden. And part of that equation is the fact that so many of those companies had no earnings.
Right.
But the S&P 500, the largest 500 companies in the domestic market, still had a PE that was over 30. So, you know, that's pretty steep.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that we're getting a lot from clients is just at what point do we think that we're going to come back to a little bit more reasonable valuations? I mean, obviously 30% overvalued is high. I'm sure it's been higher than that before. But it's just, you know, we're not seeing anything in the fundamentals of these companies that gives us any reason to believe that we're headed for a pullback.
No, and I tell you what I seem to find makes sense to me is it's really about expectation. So if you look at the forward PE, this is today's price divided by what is expected over the next 12 months in earnings. The PE premium there is only about 14% for the S&P 500.
Yeah.
You look at smaller companies, and the premium in that regard is more in the range. I think it's 18% with mid-cap companies and about 21% for small-cap companies. So, you know, if you look at that, by most other measures, the S&P 500 looks expensive, but the market actually is expecting great earnings growth from these bigger companies. So,
and even with those increased expectations, I mean, at least up until this point, most of these sectors are beating their expectations in terms of earnings surprise being positive. It looks like, you know, energy, as we mentioned already, surprise 14% positive, materials almost, you know, a little over 13%. Even when you look at IT, you have 5%,
right?
Which you would think that some of the positive expectations would already be built in to some extent, just based on how well they've done already.
Yeah.
They're still beating their expectations from the analysts out there. So
absolutely
nothing to suggest that we're having any kind of signs of this economy slowing down.
The fundamentals still look pretty solid. And, you know, some of the things that we watch as far as economic news is concerned, obviously, we're bopping along at full employment. We've had our employment situation is about as good as it's been in, I think I saw, 16 and a half years. 4.2%, is that where we are as far as unemployment is concerned, and usually around 5 is where we expect that it's full employment.
Right.
You look at the numbers that we got out this week even, you know, new filings rose 10,000 from the previous week's revised 233. That was better than expected. There were folks that were expecting that jobless claims were going to be higher, and it just didn't materialize. So as long as people are working, they're still consuming.
Yeah.
Unless they start expecting that their job is going to go away, they usually continue to buy things, especially, you know, discretionary kind of spending. And as long as that's going on, it still continues to fuel itself.
At the same time, though, while we've got full employment, we haven't seen wages start to grow that much. So that's keeping inflation relatively low.
And right.
Which is allowing the Fed to keep the interest rates in check. So
yeah, this is you've heard of a Goldilocks market. This is just about it. The porridge is just right.
That's right. Exactly.
I understand why people would expect that, you know, just any minute it's going to come unhinged. The market has run pretty significantly from our last downturn, but that was a very deep decline that we experienced.
Well, and if you follow our investment philosophy, the money that you have in the market is what's in there for the long term.
Right.
So, yes, there are going to be times where the market does pull back. We know it's going to happen. But as long as you're not trying to live off of that money that's invested in the market today, then, you know, it's okay if the market pulls back.
Sure. The best way to beat inflation is you gotta join it basically,
yeah.
And the way you join it is own companies, because when their costs go up, they run the price up. That price winds up going to the bottom line. The bottom line drives your stock price higher. So,
well, and you have to make two right decisions. You have to, you know, if you're going to try to play that, you're going to have to make the right right decision to get out of the market on the right day, and then the right decision to get back in on the right day.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can miss a lot by sitting on the sidelines. Well, y'all stick around a few minutes. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.